As I mentioned a moment ago, a group of college students gathered at Emory University last weekend for RespectCon. The annual event addresses social justice issues that involve sexual violence on college campuses. The conference centers on student conversations and the ways that they help sexual assault victims find justice. Wanda Swan is the director of the Respect Program at Emory. She talked about the rationale behind the conference.
It is really like a check-in, like how has the year treated you? How are you doing? Let's talk through some major trends that happened this past year. What are your campuses doing? What can we learn from what your campuses are doing?
Now, with movements like hashtag MeToo and Time's Up, sexual violence is, again, at the forefront of national attention. Venkayla Haynes is a regional advisor for It's On Us. This is a campaign that was started by the Obama administration, and it focuses on preventing sexual violence on college campuses. Now the campaign is part of the Biden Foundation. Venkayla, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're a student at Spelman College, yes?
Yes.
How did you get involved in this issue?
I got involved with this issue from personal experience, experiencing child abuse, rape in college, and also a domestic violence relationship. So my experience with experiencing three different forms of violence kind of motivated me into getting into this work, helping other survivors, and also educating myself on the issue of gender-based violence.
What are your goals?
My goals right now is to continue to hold my institution accountable for what they are and are not doing around Title IX, helping survivors, continuing this work on a national level, so that's college campuses, K-12, eventually out of the country, and also running for public office in the future.
It's amazing how far I think the broader culture has come on recognizing the significance of sexual violence. It's the scope of the problem on college campuses in particular, how mm-hmm. serious it is and things that must be done to prevent it. What do you think about where our culture is right now in the quote unquote Me Too moment? Is that really advancing your cause?
I think the Me Too movement is a great cause that was started by a Black woman. It's a great way for survivors to come up and to come forward and to talk about their similar experiences. With Time's Up, I also think it's a great initiative to help workers who have been affected by sexual violence in the workplace. But I think we're missing the mark is that when we're talking about Me Too and Time's Up, we're not centering marginalized survivors. So that's Black women, trans women, queer folks, disabled folks, undocumented immigrants. So until we explore sexual violence on those intersections and talk about the homophobia, the transphobia, the racism, the sexism, the misogyny, the patriarchy, and how that leads to sexual violence, we're not truly dedicated to eradicating rape culture.
Yeah, you talk about marginalized survivors. Certainly sexual assault is pervasive on college campuses. It's a problem particular to college and university mm-hmm. campuses. But I have wondered sometimes if the emphasis that is placed on sexual assault at college in particular, that might at least in part be a result of the social privilege enjoyed by college students relative to the general population, that these are people who have the ability, the platform, the voice to make their concerns known, and that focusing on sexual assault on college campuses might obscure the conversation about sexual assault everywhere else in society. What do you make of that?
I think that's correct. A lot of times on college campuses, when survivors come forward, when survivors decide to speak out, they're often faced with retaliation. From my personal experience speaking out about sexual violence that I experienced my freshman year of college, it was very hard for me to come forward. It was very hard for me to talk about it. And when I first kind of got the strength to talk about it, I was victim blamed by certain administrators, certain students, and it kind of just added to my trauma in a very negative way. I wish that with college campuses, we found a way to actually protect survivors and give them the right resources, especially at HBCUs, because we know that they're greatly underfunded. They don't have the resources to deal with sexual violence. They're very understaffed. So I think it's about more of having this education and also protecting survivors when they come forward about their stories.
I think a lot of people would be surprised, Venkayla, to hear about the your experience of what happened to you with mm-hmm. at your school with regard to what administrators said or did to you, considering that you go to Spelman. Spelman's a women's college. Mm-hmm. I think one would naturally expect them to be better at handling this kind of thing. Is that not true?
That is true. You would expect them to be handle this type of thing correctly, but we all know that HBCUs and any college institution has a really huge problem with dealing with sexual violence. There's always this thing, especially in the Black community, seeing that HBCUs are historically Black colleges and universities, where we have to keep it in the house and not really talk about it and not put a negative image on our institution or protect Black men and not let them be a part of the system that was only here to, like, fail us and not protect us. So it's kind of like protecting our own, not talking about it, and not putting that negative image on the institution.
So what do you say to combat that attitude?
I feel like there's accountability has to take place, especially within the AUC, which is Morehouse, Spelman, and Clark. We had protests such as Raped at Spelman and We Know What You Did, which sparked a lot of national conversation and local conversation around sexual violence. In order for us to move forward, in order for survivors to continue to report, we have to make the campus environment safe, because it's not safe right now. From my personal experience, coming into Spelman in 2013, my freshman year, I was sexually assaulted in one of the student apartments that's like 10 minutes away from campus. During NSO, which is New Student Orientation, we didn't have adequate conversations around sexual assault. They gave us a rape whistle and told us to basically blow this whistle if you're experiencing sexual assault. And for my situation, I don't know how that could be a great solution if I'm off campus and public safety is on campus.
So what are some substantive steps that you're looking for college administrators to take to prevent sexual assault?
I would start by having these conversations during NSO and throughout the school year. As I mentioned earlier, during NSO, they gave us a rape whistle, told us that the surrounding area of the Atlanta University Center was dangerous, and they never talked to us about the type of violence that can happen within our own campuses. We also have this thing in the AUC called EverFi, which is like this online module around alcohol awareness and sexual violence. But a lot of students really don't complete those modules, or they just don't pay attention when they're doing it. It's kind of like just, oh, I'm just going to answer these questions, and that's going to be it. We have to actually be invested in sitting down and having these hard conversations with college students, because that's the only way to get better solutions. And I would definitely also say, in regards to Title IX, a lot of students, I would honestly say over 80% of the campus, they don't know what Title IX is. They don't know what resources they can get. They don't know what accommodations they can get under Title IX. So we also have to do better at educating students on their Title IX rights instead of violating them, and make sure that when we have our counseling services, our mental health services, and our therapists, that we're not understaffed, and those people in these powerful positions are not victim blaming as well.
As we mentioned, you're the regional advisor for It's On Us. That's mm-hmm. a campaign that started under the Obama administration. It's now under the Biden Foundation. The Obama administration was very aggressive on this issue of sexual assault on college campuses. One of the things that they did was to really push colleges to be more aggressive in how they handle accusations of sexual assault within their own on-campus judicial processes. And there was a bit of a backlash to that. A lot of people saying that on-campus judicial processes tended to deny the accused basic due process rights to defend themselves. And I think there's been a bit of a move to try to push this back into the criminal justice system for that very reason. What do you make of those developments?
My thing about due process is no one was ever against due process. That was basically a narrative that was created by mostly men's rights activists. So there was no issue with due process on the Obama administration. The issue was that when survivors reported, they were not believed, they were victim blamed, and nothing was just being taken seriously. So we have issues with, like, Betsy DeVos, who rescinded the Dear Colleague letter because she thought that the rights were being violated for the quote-unquote falsely accused. So I don't think that due process was an issue. In regards to the criminal justice system, I don't think that college campuses should have any faith in the criminal justice system, or even survivors having faith in the criminal justice system, especially survivors who look like me, survivors who are Black, and survivors who are women, or survivors who are a part of any marginalized community, because with the criminal justice system, they don't protect us. For me and my personal beliefs, this system was not made for me. This system was not made to protect me. And police officers and law enforcement don't go through any type of sensitivity training to adequately deal with sexual violence. And police misconduct and sexual assault is the second highest form of police brutality. So it's kind of those type of conversations and those type of that type of information that's not going to make me feel comfortable with reporting to law enforcement, because they're not. That's not a system that's going to protect me at all. That's a system that's only going to harm me. We have issues with black men being killed, black women being sexually assaulted by law enforcement. So we can't expect HBCU students to report to law enforcement.
That's Venkayla Haynes. She is a student at Spelman College and an activist working on the problem of campus sexual assault. Thank you so much for the talk.
Thank you for having me.